The Holy Gospel, according to Mark chapter 4, beginning with verse 26. This will also serve as our sermon text this morning. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like this. A man scatters seed on the ground, and while he sleeps and rises night and day, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. The ground produces fruit on its own. First the blade, then the head, then the full grain in the head. When the crop is ready, he swings the sickle without delay because the harvest has come." Then he said, "To what should we compare the kingdom of God? Or with what parable may we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is one of the smallest of all the seeds planted in the ground. Yet when it is planted, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the sky can nest in its shade." With many similar parables, he continued to speak the word to them as much as they were able to hear. He did not speak to them without a parable. But when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I think the seventh year would have been the most stressful, which is exactly the opposite of what God intended. I'm talking about an Old Testament rule that maybe you don't know as well. You probably know that every seventh day, God's people were supposed to rest. The Sabbath day. Enjoy what God has done. But do you remember that there was also a rule that every 7 years, the land was supposed to rest? In other words, they were supposed to stop their farming. God said, for 6 years, you get to plant and weed and fertilize and prune. Yes, do all the work to get a good harvest. But in year 7, here's what I want you to do. Take a nap. Relax. Sleep in. And what's going to happen is the food's still going to grow. And you will have plenty to eat. You and your people and your animals. Just relax. How many times do you think the Israelites celebrated that seventh Sabbath year? It seems like never. And why? Well, you know. Because we like to be in control. Lord, that sounds nice, but if I don't pluck that weed, who will? Lord, I don't know. Can I just fertilize a little bit? It's hard for us not to be in control, and it's especially hard for us to not be in control and trust that God will take care of it. Some of you can relate specifically to that when it comes to gardening or your lawn. If you're one of those people who spends so much time on your lawn to make it just right, what if I told you, you can do that for 6 years? Yep, all the fertilizing, all the edging, all the weeding, all the mowing you want, but in year 7, don't do anything. Not even mow once? No mowing. What about that weed? Leave it. It would be stressful, wouldn't it? Instead of relaxing, because we like to be in control. This isn't just true when it comes to gardening, it's true when it comes to life in general. You know that. It seems the less control we have over a situation, the more stressed out we are. I could specifically relate this last Thursday. We got everything packed up in the U-Hauls, and somebody else drove it away. I was not in control. Is it going to make it? That's a long drive. And then it made it there Thursday morning, and I am up Thursday morning, and I'm checking, okay, is the storage unit big enough? No, it's not. Oh, no. What are we going to do? I'll drive down. I'll drive. I'll get there in time, right? Instead of just relaxing, 12 wonderful, faithful, smart Christian people down there who said, "We'll take care of it." And they did. But you know what? My stressing out, it really helped a lot. No, of course not. It didn't help at all. That's true for the kingdom of God, too. Boy, is it easy to stress out about the kingdom of God. Because we want to be in control. And it's especially hard to trust God when it doesn't look like we want it to look. It might be easier for me today to leave if I said, "You know what? I've got it all under control. You know what's going to happen is right after I leave, tomorrow, the perfect pastor is going to come walking in to replace me. He and Pastor Nauman are going to get along great, just as well as we did. And all the members are going to start coming, 1,000 people every Sunday. We're going to go from one service to five services. We're going to build a second level on the school. It's going to be amazing. And every time you hear the Word of God, you're going to feel this supercharged boost, and you're going to share the Word of God like never before." Okay, good. I've got it all settled. Sound nice? Is it hard to trust the Lord when it doesn't look like we would want it to look? I don't know what it's going to look like tomorrow. I don't know what it's going to look like for me. I've never even been to Nebraska. I mean, I have a couple guesses of what it's going to look like. And you know what Jesus says? Good. Good. You don't need to know. Because you know what the solution is to kingdom stress? It's not more control for us. It's not things looking the way we want it to look. No, it's what Jesus says in this parable for today. He says, the solution for kingdom stress is this: God knows. God knows how to grow his kingdom. Can you imagine how stressed out the disciples were when Jesus shared this parable? Jesus had started his ministry. He had been hard at work. And what had he been doing? What you're supposed to do as a minister: sharing the word of God. That's what Jesus had been doing. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near. And it didn't look so good. Those seeds didn't seem to be sprouting. A lot of people were rejecting Jesus. A lot of people were confused. A lot of people were leaving. Jesus' family had just showed up and they said, "Jesus, you know, you had a good run, but it's not really working out. How about you just forget this whole thing and come back to the family business?" And so Jesus shares this parable with his disciples and with us today. First off, he tells us that God knows how to grow the kingdom. He shares this parable. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like this. A man scatters seed on the ground, and while he sleeps and rises, night and day, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. The ground produces fruit on its own, first the blade, then the head, then the full grain in the head. When the crop is ready, he swings the sickle without delay, because the harvest has come." All this kingdom stress. "Jesus, do you know what you're doing?" And what does Jesus say to the disciples? "Will you guys take a nap or something? Relax. Sleep. Because God knows." What did Jesus say? The kingdom of God is like a farmer sowing seed, and we know what the seed is from previous parables. It's the word of God. And he says it's like a farmer sowing that seed of the word of God, and you know what happens with that seed? It grows. And what you don't see when a farmer plants seed, and I'm guessing you don't do this either when you just plant some grass seed on a patch that needs it, what you don't see is someone getting out a textbook. Like the biology textbook I looked up earlier. And going up to the grass and saying, "All right, grass, let me tell you how it's done. Let me check my notes here. All right, now, the apical meristems allow you to grow in length. and the procambium is going to have to produce some new xylem and phloem. So do that. Oh, and now you're growing up. So the secondary meristem, or it could also be called the vascular cambium, it better start growing some diameter so you can keep growing up. Does the grass need that? No. The grass will grow, whether we're watching it or not, though you can watch grass grow on YouTube if you really want to. It'll grow. That's what Jesus says. It'll grow. Jesus says, share the word of God, and it grows. God will take care of the rest. And he says, this farmer, he sows all this seed, and what happens? He goes to sleep, and while he sleeps or rises or goes about his day, whatever's going on, it grows, though he does not know how. He's got no idea. You want to know how many hours I slept the last 6 years during my ministry? Well, if you average out about 7 hours a night, I know, subtract about 1 hour a night for each kid, but we'll assume seven, and we'll not include my afternoon power naps, you know, you got to go for it. But if I slept an average of 7 hours a night, the last 6 years I slept 15,330 hours. Wow. How did the kingdom of God possibly grow while I was sleeping so much? Oh, God takes care of it, doesn't he? Whether I was sleeping or whether I was awake, the word of God was bearing fruit. Not just here, not just in our hearts, but around the world. That's what Paul said in the letter to the Colossians 2. He says, you guys know the word of God. It's bearing fruit here, but also it's bearing fruit all over the world. It does that. The kingdom of God is growing, even when it doesn't look like it to us. Think about Jesus himself. Undaunted, he kept sharing the word of God, even when it seemed like none of it was growing. Jesus perfectly in our place, sharing God's word, because he knew what was going to happen. He knew that it looked that even when it looked like nothing was going to grow, Jesus would plant himself like a seed and die to take away our sins. And when all the disciples had given up on the kingdom of God, Jesus hadn't, because he would rise again from the dead with new life and share that new life with the world. Hey, disciples, I know you were stressed out because you weren't in control, but here I am. I'm in control. The kingdom is still growing. I'm alive. I forgive you. And those words of forgiveness were planted like seeds in 12 disciples' heart, and pretty soon 12 disciples planted the seed, and there were 3,000 disciples on Pentecost, and they planted the seed, and more people came to faith, and it's still happening here today. What's made the difference the last 6 years here at St. Paul's? Not me. God's word. Not you. God's word. What makes the difference in your heart today? God's word. Where Jesus pries our fingers off the kingdom and says, I forgive you. Forgive your stress. I forgive your worry. You're not in control. Listen, take a rest. Take a nap. I'm taking care of it. God knows how to make the kingdom of God grow. And remember this too when you're going to share the word of God, because sometimes we try to get that instruction manual out, don't we? All right, I'm going to share the word of God with my friend here, but first I got to make sure it's Tuesday. Yeah, that's it. Tuesday's the best day to share the word of God, and I got to make sure that I've known them for 8 years first, and I've only known them for 3, so I got to make sure I wait until then and make sure the sun is shining and I've had them over for dinner twice, and if I take care of all of those things and then I share the word of God, then it's going to work. That's what we think sometimes. If I do it all absolutely right, then the word of God will grow. Forget it. We're not in control. God's word will grow. You can have that confidence. And not only does God know how to make the kingdom of God grow, God knows how to make the kingdom of God grow. That's what you see in the second parable. What does Jesus say? The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is one of the smallest of all the seeds planted in the ground. Yet when it is planted, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the sky can nest under its shade. God's kingdom is like a mustard tree, Jesus says. A mustard tree not big by the standards of trees, but big by the standards of gardens. You plant all these seeds in a garden. Maybe you plant a carrot seed. Ooh, and that grows into a carrot. Maybe you plant a pumpkin seed and that grows some pumpkins on the vine. Wow, that seed, it grew a lot. But what happens with the mustard seed? The smallest of all the seeds, it's tiny, one little millimeter. You plant that seed and it grows bigger than them all, up to 30 feet. So all the birds of the sky can nest in its shade 9,000 times its original size. That would be like if Miriam turned 2 this week. She's about this big, second percentile. That would be like if the next time you saw Miriam, she was the size of 8 Empire State Buildings stacked on top of each other. You'd say, what are those people feeding her down there? That's what the kingdom of God is like. It grows bigger than you can possibly imagine, than you can possibly fathom. You just have to believe it. Because where are we here at St. Paul's? We're in that tree, but we're just one little twig. Just one little branch in that tree. And when we look at that little branch, sometimes we can get so worried, is God's kingdom growing? Meanwhile, it's exploding around the world and in your hearts because God knows how to make his kingdom grow. I wrote part of this sermon at Bigby Coffee Company. Very nice, tasty coffee, free advertising for them. And I was looking to the side and there's this little stand here with some books from the founder of the company. And what do you know? One of the books is called Grow, and it's got a plant on it. And I thought, oh, what a coincidence. So I look at that book, and it's from the owner of Bigby, and he's talking about how he made this company grow from one location to 320 locations across the Midwest. And I thought, at least today, I'm not impressed. Ooh, one location to 320. I'm part of an organization. I'm part of the kingdom of God. You are too. That went from one location, Jesus himself, to today, an estimated 37 million locations around the world where people are gathered around God's word and it is bearing fruit. To 2 billion people who have received the word of God planted like a seed in their hearts so that they can believe in Jesus as their Savior. That's the organization I'm a part of. And you're a part of it here, too. Oh, wow, 320 locations. Well, you know what we do here at this location? We plant the Word of God in a 7-pound baby at that font, and they grow 20 times as big, and they share the gospel around the world, letting their light shine so that that tree grows larger than we ever could have thought. What do we do here? We share the Word of God with people for 100 years, and that word of God bears fruit not for 100 years, but so long into eternity that when we've been there 10,000 years, we've only just begun to sing the praises of our Savior. God knows how to make his kingdom grow. Which means year 7 doesn't have to be stressful for St. Paul's either, or for me. Coming up on year 7, it would have been at St. Paul's, and God is deciding to say, you know what little bit of control you thought you had over this place? You don't. That's okay. And he says it to you too. You're not in control. Just share the word of God. keep planting that seed, keep sharing the word of God, the gospel that bears fruit in all the world, and guess what's going to happen? We don't know. But God knows. God knows. And that's all we need to know. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.